she was actually a Playboy model, which I didn't know when I hired her. I thought she just had the greatest smile. And she was, in fact, more than a super fan. She was crazy in love with him. And it was great because, you know, she gives him sex in the video. And the way she looks at him so adoringly. And she was so happy to be there. I think it really shows. And Michael had never, in any of his videos or anything, he had never actually performed to anyone. He was always isolated. And I wanted to give him sex. I wanted to be with a woman, you know. And she was wonderful. Ola Ray was her name. When I did Thriller, I needed scary music. So I needed someone, a motion picture composer.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, did you know that Elmer Bernstein wrote the music for Thriller?
I did know he wrote the music to Thriller. And he, I mean, this is, I mean, when we talk legend, he is absolutely there, isn't he?
Oh, Elmer, unbelievable impact. His career is absolutely incredible. He started in the 50s, and, you know, he's the only person to be nominated for an Academy Award in the 1950s, the 1960s, the 1970s, the 1980s, the 1990s, and on into 2004 he was nominated, the next century, for Far From Heaven.
Was it a no-brainer for you to use him and to ask him to collaborate with you on your films?
Well, I am performing at the Albert Hall with Peter Bernstein, Elmer's son. Peter's conducting the Royal Philharmonic. And when is that? That's June
18th.
18th. Thank you very much. We're doing an evening. I'm actually sort of the host narrator guy. But Peter and I met when we were 15 years old. We went to school together.
Really?
And I think the first time I met Elmer Bernstein was when Mr. Bernstein took us to see the Beatles at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, my word.
In 1965.
What a memory in itself.
Oh, my God, yeah. We had box seats, so we had wonderful seats, and you could not hear them, the screaming. You know, you really couldn't hear them. It was very exciting. But anyway, my point is, so I knew Elmer for a long time as Peter's dad, you know, and when I made my first studio film, which was Animal House, the head of the music department said, okay, well, who would you like us to go to, you know, to score it, to do the music? Mm. And I said, well, I know a composer I'd like. And they said, okay, who? And I said, Elmer Bernstein. And I'll never forget, the head of the music department looked at me and said, Elmer Bernstein won't even take your call. And I thought, oh, yeah. You know, so I called Elmer. And he came in and saw the movie, and he said, John, it's very funny, but what the hell do you want me to do? And he actually did something that was hugely influential, which was the comedies had traditionally been scored comedically. By that I mean a classic comedy score is Henry Mancini's music for the Pink Panther.
Yeah.
You know, the comedies were scored comedically. You know, they were like, it's a comedy. And I asked Elmer, I said, I would like you to score Animal House as a serious drama and treat all of it extremely seriously, no matter how insane it gets, you're playing it straight. And he thought that was a very intriguing idea. He wrote a marvelous score for Animal House. When Animal House became such a big success, that style became the style. And, in fact, you know, after Animal House, Elmer scored... he worked on the Blues Brothers. He did Airplane. He did Ghostbusters. You know, he just kept making these comedies. The point came when he said, I don't want to do comedy anymore.
In your own life, John, what is it you like about the movies? What is it that keeps you interested in continuing to create?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's frustrating not creating. I mean, I really enjoy the process of making movies. The only part of making a movie that's horrible is getting the money. That's terrible. The business is constantly, especially now, changing. And however, once you're funded, making a movie is a pleasure. And I enjoy all aspects of it. I really enjoy pre-production and location scouting. And although I have to say, very often the production designer and the cameraman and the first assistant director and production manager, they dread going on scouts with me.
Why?
Because you know, I'm a super tourist. If I get to a town I've never been to, I want to see everything to see in that town. I want to go to every museum. I want to go to and they're like going, do we have to? And it's really fun. And then what's weird though is when you're shooting on the street, You find yourself, you know, you'll be shooting and someone wanders and, hey, get off my street! You become very possessive.
John Landis, it's been an absolute honour and a pleasure to speak to you on BBC Radio Kent. Thank you for spending some time with me.
Thank you very much.